Welcome to Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. Today we have Cyprus, North Korea, printing a new government in Australia and related issues, linguistic affairs in Europe and otherwise, the Pope at Goldman Sachs News. There's also some music, so let's get going.
Killing the hotline. North Korea has cut all military communication with South Korea. Tensions between the two countries tonight at the brink. The North says a war could break out at any moment, saying the conditions are in place for a, quote, simmering nuclear war.
Despite the apparent war footing of the two Koreas, life and business at the Kaesong Industrial Zone goes on.
Hello? Mr. Kim. Well, what? You want to know about AC and DC? Do you want to upgrade your electricity system? AC, DC, the Aussie band. Mr. Kim. Mr. Key. Jong-un. Please. You want to know what bass guitar the bass player used? Mr. Kim, why do you need to know that? What, you think the type of bass guitar is important for impending nuclear retaliation against South Korea? Don't scream. It's all distorted. What were you saying, Mr. Kim? You have all the other strategic parts for the glorious retaliation ready except the bass guitar. Is that what you were saying? Okay, don't shout. Please don't shout. We are very afraid when you shout, Mr. Kim. Okay, I will find out what bass guitar AC/DC used in those raucous days back then. No worries, Mr. Kim. No need to thank me. Hey, good luck with the nuclear retaliation thing, Mr. Kim Jong-un. Yeah, ciao, buddy.
North Korea launches an attack on South Korea. Killing 2, injuring 15. Say, isn't this the same North Korea that sank a South Korean warship earlier this year, killing 46 sailors? It's a good thing North Korea's leader isn't enriching uranium or starving his own people. Oh wait, he is. And he does. Sounds like somebody's itching for a fight. But our Muslim president just doesn't have the courage to scratch that itch. Call your congressman and tell him Korean is one silent E away from Koran, and you want war. Brought to you by Halliburton. As long as you can pay the bill, we'll keep the war going for you.
This show is in part sponsored by Advanced Mattress Technologies. When plagued by worries about one's options of wealth storage, the Mediterranean experience clearly shows there are presently no safe banks available. Everybody talks about bailout for banks, but increasingly doubts about the European approach become evident. In these insecure times, one does not know whom to trust. Advanced Mattress Technologies can offer a tried short-term solution. The burglar and theft-proof wealth deposit mattress. There are two models to choose from. First, the economy bunk-size model for average savers, and second, the king-size deluxe model, having considerably more deposit space for the extra artworks, precious metals, and jewels. Advanced Mattress Technology, the short-term answer to Mediterranean woes. When your wealth is threatened by too much inflation, you always can ship the whole mattress to a mattress-friendly country, like Switzerland or the Cayman Islands and such places. Please visit our website www.mattressmover for details.
In Cyprus, and the pain being felt by bank depositors. Those with money in the Bank of Cyprus stand to lose far more than originally feared. Cypriots are now seeing the fine print of the controversial European Union-led bailout.
You're through to HSBC's new new, even more secure money transfer system. We've had a bit of trouble with money laundering, but hopefully this will sort it out. Please enter the amount of money you would like to transfer. You have entered $25 million. In order to ensure the money you are transferring is not from the proceeds of crime, please answer the following security questions. Question 1. Is this money yours? Press 1 for yes or 2 for actually I stole it. Question 2. Is this money really, really yours? Press 1 for yes or 2 for whoops, I meant to say the first time I stole it but I forgot. If your money comes from selling drugs, please press hash. Or if the money was obtained in a violent brawl with a rival gang, please smash the face of your enemy onto the keypad now. Did you receive this money because 1, you earned it, or 2, you released the hostages? When you come to withdraw this money, will you want 1, a banker's draft, or 2, a suitcase full of unmarked used fivers left on the top floor of a multi-story car park? Thank you. Your money has been successfully transferred to us and is now safe and secure in our Cyprus branch.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
It's my great pleasure to be with you and good evening.
Now, you're an advisor to the European Central Bank.
Yes, I am. I'm one of many. They have many advisors.
What is the European Central Bank exactly?
Well, effectively, it's the central banking entity of the European Union, Brian. It's in Frankfurt.
Mm. Can you explain the current crisis you're dealing with?
Yes, which particular current crisis? We've got a few current
crisis.
Well,
the banking system in Cyprus.
Well, have a look at that. That's the way that it operates, Brian.
What's this?
This is a flowchart to demonstrate how the banking system in Cyprus works.
But it's in Russian.
Yes, the Cypriot banking system uses the Cyrillic alphabet, Brian. That's why there are pictures.
Ah, right. Put the money in here, where this
That's
arrow
what
is.
The depositors yeah. have needed to do, yes, yeah. indeed.
I see there's a spin cycle here.
There is a spin cycle on the Cypriot banking system, yes.
Is that standard?
It is with that model, yes.
Mm. So I presume this is to dry out the money?
Yes, yep. to dry the money out,
After
Brian.
It's been washed.
Well, after the rinse cycle has been completed.
So what you're saying is the money in the Cypriot banking system isn't from Cyprus?
Well, there isn't any money in the Cypriot banking system, Brian. That's the central problem we're dealing with.
The money that used to be there, of course, was from Russia.
That was from Russia, indeed, yes.
So what did the Cypriot banking system do with the money from the Russians?
Well, the Cypriot banking system then invested that money, Brian.
Whereabouts?
In Greece.
Russians wouldn't have been all that happy with that, would they?
The Russians have managed to contain their delight admirably to date, Brian, yes.
And how much money has been lost? The lot, I suppose.
Well, 100 times the lot. I mean, they've lost miles more than the lot, Brian.
Mm. So what does the Cypriot economy need?
Well, they claimed that they needed $15 billion.
That's but don't they need to reform their banking system?
They do. Indeed, they do, Brian. And that was a precondition. We've given them $10 billion and they need to get the other $5 billion themselves. They need to get that...
How are they going to do that?
Well, they need to get that, Brian, from their depositors. From the Cypriots.
They'd be pleased too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there's widespread approval, Brian, being expressed on the streets of Nicosia every night at the moment.
They then shut down half their banking system.
They do. They've got then two banks. They've got a good bank and a bad bank.
Yeah. And they put good business in the good bank.
That's right. And the bad bank, Brian, that's buried at sea in a lead-lined container.
So what are the Russian depositors doing?
Well, they're leaving the Cypriot banking system in their droves, Brian. I mean,
you can
hear them. There is an enormous exodus of Russian money.
As they're leaving Cyprus.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah. What does it sound like?
Swiss.
Sorry, what was that?
Switzerland.
Are you saying Switzerland? Switzerland.
Hello, madame. How are you enjoying your holiday?
Oh, it's great, thanks. I've never been to Cyprus before. It's, it's lovely, but... My food, seems to be a bit missing.
No, madam, we have just taken 10% government policy, I'm afraid.
Isn't that just savings accounts?
Government threw out the savings accounts idea, so now instead they're just taking 10% away from everything else. I've always thought that it was...
It was what?
I took 10% off my sentence.
Right. Well, that would explain why the taxi driver dropped me 3 streets away from my hotel last night. And why the bed was so short.
You're lucky you arrived when you did. People arriving by plane now have to parachute into the sea and swim the last 2 miles. May I pour Madame some wine?
Oh, yes. Just a drop, please. You're not going to grab my glass and slurp away 10%, are you?
Of course not, Madame. That would be unhygienic. Oh, look, over there. It's Angela Merkel mugging a pensioner.
Where?
I think that was about right. Can't be helped, madam. Even our football team now gives only 100%.
You know, I think I'll just pay the bill now and be on my way.
Okay, madam. Just be careful as you leave on the stairs. We've had to take away 10% of the...
This show is sponsored in part by Earth-Friendly Wealth Storage. Not to be confused with Friends of the Earth. No, no. But seriously, when banks aren't safe anymore and the old mattress idea is not convincing enough, come and get your Earth-Friendly Wealth Storage system underway. How to do this? Easy. Just pull all your valuables into a strong plastic bag. Take the provided shovel to your backyard and dig a 3-foot-deep trench wide and long enough to fit your wealth bag. Backfill with potting mix and plant tulips, a guaranteed 16th-century proven recipe. Then gently water your Earth-Friendly Wealth Storage system. Remember, it's only a short-term measure. Wealth does decompose quite rapidly.
George had a trump card this year. He could win any argument over the budget by just holding up a big photo of Cyprus and saying, it could be worse. The current president is Nikos Anastasiades, who started the job on February 24th. He has not been in the job a month yet. He hasn't even had his first pay packet.
And very possibly he never will, unless he's already queuing. Banks in Cyprus were shut for most of the week. ATMs are still working, but with limits.
Enter PIN. How much cash you want?
50 euros.
Please wait. Please take money. Ah, too slow. Money gone. Out of money.
Still, at least the cash points are still working. I wonder if they're like the UK ones.
You can donate to these charities from this cash point.
Oh, OK. Yes, yes.
List of charities, the government... That's it.
The Cypriot problem is rather exacerbated by the fact that apparently nearly one-third of all the money in Cyprus is from Russian tax avoidance and money laundering.
Which is why it's a bit strange that Vladimir Putin has stepped in to complain on behalf of those who've avoided tax in his own country. That's weird. That is like David Cameron going...
What the Channel Islands are doing is outrageous. I will not, I repeat not, let this injustice happen to the savings of Jimmy Carr.
You know, it might seem a bit mad, but then one of the proposals in the budget was that the state should guarantee precisely the type of mortgages that caused the crisis in the first place. It's always the same. People start off by saying...
This must never happen again.
And then they go...
Well, maybe it wasn't so bad.
And then it's...
Only 2 years till an election.
And finally it's...
Help me! Oh, I might tweet that.
As any observer of Australian political affairs knows, the last 2 years with a minority government with varying ruling entities have produced many crazy unworkable things. The opposition has been permanently standing by for takeover. Permanently standing by for takeover during the last 2 years. Their impatience can be felt. They are screaming foul about their own ambiguous non-solution as ideas to gain votes with. I thought about this for some time and came to the conclusion that we can do all this stuff with elections and so forth. But I will print a new government myself this time with my new 3D printer. There could be some changes made. For instance, the rectilinear appearances of the house, the furniture inside, all this depressing brown of polished dead trees, the sharp edges, you know... What we need here is a deviation from the rectilinearity to some softer edges, rounded curved shapes, and a lot more feng shui feminized design. The politician should be fitted with brain prostheses, uniform attractive appearances like non-threatening Lego figures or soft toys. The architecture, of course, leaves a lot to be desired. The phallic-shaped tower on the roof must be complemented within the framework of the feminization program by adding a shiny pearl. You see where I'm going with this. Anyway, these are some of my thoughts on printing a new government. To do this, one must load the cartridges with the required materials and substances. So here goes a large cartridge with opportunism, then a bottle of denying capacity, this large tube of venom, a cartridge with pulverized moral principles, and another bottle with manipulative ambition. One could add for perfection cartridges for playing the race, gender, immigration cards, and of course, religious and family value granules. Could be enhancing your 3D politician. Let's not forget a large tube of spin slime for the pitching. And it's all so cheap and fast to produce. We could print a new government this afternoon and then go home and make love. Lately, by observing things in Europe and not spewing, I noticed that EU bureaucrats in Brussels are asked to learn English now for European-wide communication purposes. There was a storm in the Brussels teacup, protests, and then German leaders and others, to be a role model, started talking in English on these public meetings and conferences. Here we have some samples.
It will not happen that there will be a Staatsbankrott in Greece.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be here in this dossier, and I'm sure the parliament is with me. We have all chances to bring energy on a good way.
So when you hear this, you are not amazed to discover the Germans also have a thinking problem with their own language. There is a term being coined and constantly used, Rettungsschirm. It's a double word meaning rescue umbrella. So, in the mind of these people, the rescue consists of protecting you from fallout raining down from the sky or something like that. What they really mean is, of course, a parachute for a soft landing, financially speaking, of course. And all of this talk is. So, when you imagine to use an umbrella to land gently on the ground, won't work. After a second or so, you just plummet down like a stone. And not only hit violently ground zero, but you most likely will even end up below ground zero in a crater. But then we have the German language with a lot of linguistic conundrums and craters, such as the demand of a campaigning politician recently to make poverty affordable again. And Germans are not alone. We talk about roadmaps to peace, transitions to a low-carbon economy, education revolutions, welfare to work, fiber optic to the node, cradle to grave, burying and then cremating workers' rights, and such things alike. More low lively examples.
Promise a room.
Oh, hang on a minute, Brian. I've got to get my notes ready. I haven't worn this jacket for a while. These are notes from previous interviews. This one must have been before we introduced the GST.
Oh, what's it say?
I'll just, you know, make sure I keep promising we're not going to bring one in. Telstra, you remember that?
Make sure we
promise we're not going to sell it. Weapons of mass destruction, I remember that. They were found in
Iraq,
so we're going to war.
Oh. Yeah. Now we're at war.
Yeah, how's it going?
Really badly.
There you go. The IR is the one you want to talk about.
What's in there?
It's going to be good for all workers, Brian.
Which workers?
All workers in Australia and their families. All workers and their families, Brian.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready to go?
All workers and their families.
Mr. Hard, thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening, Brian. Good to be with you.
Mr. Hard, when you started selling your new work laws, you called them work choices. Why?
Well, we live in a democracy. Employers should have choice, Brian.
But Mr. Hard, shouldn't everyone have choices? Not just employers.
Every employer will have a choice. Brian, that's the point of the
legislation. Hang on. My point is, where do Australian workers and their families fit into this?
Very good question, Brian. Let me take you back. The last 100 years have been a bit of a dark time for Australia. Mm. Employees, rather than employers, have had the choice. Employees have had employers over a barrel for 100 years in this country.
But Prime Minister, isn't there another argument?
It doesn't matter if there's another argument. Brian, listen to me. It doesn't matter if there's another argument. We control both houses of parliament. Any other argument can root its boot.
Mr. Howard, in your Work Choices ad campaign, you presented workers as happy people, dancing and frolicking around the place.
Right, yeah.
Well,
They were actors.
Well, why didn't you use real workers?
Well, we don't know any. Real workers? Where do we find real workers from, right?
Mr. Howard, with all due respect, these laws are framed for employers, aren't they?
Well, historically, Brian, employers have tended to fund our election campaigns. I mean, when we get in, we try to do anything we can to help. If the Labor Party gets in, it listens to unions. That's the deal. Look at your history.
Bad luck for the losers.
Very bad luck in this instance, Brian. We're going to go through these people like a knife through butter. We're going to fix them up properly this time.
But Mr. Howe, where does all this fit in with the concern for Australian workers and their
Australian
families?
Australian workers go pretty well, Brian. I mean, they get paid weekends. They get 4 weeks annual leave. They get paid if they work all night.
Yes.
They get sick pay.
Sure.
Some of these malingerers ring in sick. They get paid.
And you're going to stop all that?
My word, we are, Brian.
Out of deep concern for the workers and their families?
To a degree, more or less, yes.
What about job security?
Well, you can get a job in security, Brian. In fact, I think that'll be a growth industry. Have you seen our other legislation? We're terrified of everything.
No. Won't wages and conditions come down?
Oh, I'd be guessing.
Give it a go.
Possibly.
And productivity, that's going to suffer?
No, it won't. No, people will get fired if that goes down.
Mr. Howard, won't this just encourage union activity, not reduce it?
No. We're not going to blow wind into these clown spinnakers, Brian. We're going to crush them.
No. Surely this is going to drive workers into the unions in droves.
It's going to fix them up.
Mr. Howard, look out the window. There are hundreds of thousands of people on the street at the moment, workers, campaigning against
this. You think we could be generating strength in the union movement and developing an actual community in this country?
Mr. Howard, you're not going to be remembered as a reformer. You're going to be remembered as the man who single-handedly made the union movement stronger than ever.
Yeah, just a minute, Brian. Yeah, keep it down. Peter, it's John here. Is it too late to take that union stuff out of the lid? Bugger. It's just that... You know, Brian brings up quite a good point. He thinks that we may be strengthening the union movement rather than crushing it here. No, I didn't think of it either, but certainly it's directly contrary to what we're trying to do, Peter. Yes, good point. I'll do that.
What did he say?
Oh, he solved the problem.
What are you going to do?
You're fired.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Peter, if this thing doesn't go too well, do you reckon you could start Tuesday? I'll lend you the van. I'll come round the morning.
They said all over the world media, what a humble man the new Pope is. He rides the bus and walks to Kmart for his few shopping needs. He doesn't wear those ostensibly celebrity red shoes. No, he is humble. He ordered a pair of humble Australian plastic Crocs and thongs, usually the poor and homeless wear. And they are having near media orgasms over things he said, like stop Syrian violence, stop condoms, stop North Korea, stop gays and lesbians, stop poverty, stop it all. No one talks about his background. No, I don't mean the dark days of Pinochet, though that's probably worth a whole show by itself to lift the frock and look what's under it. No, I was relating to the Order of the Jesuits, his homeboy brothers, his base. Ah, and what humble people they are. The Spanish Inquisition would not have worked without the thugs of the Jesuits. The conquest of Latin America was not possible without the Jesuits acting like America's CIA. And numerous imperial massacres and repressions with Bibles, gin and tobacco in the Pacific left a permanent damage. Humble people, these Jesuits.
Burnish of the game. I made my choices. our destination, taking caution to arrive. As the shadows creep upon us, there's only so much light today. And the love we were sharing is broken, but our memories remain. I've made my choice, gotta leave you behind. In the high lonesome voices whisper cruel lullabies. My choices, gotta leave you behind. In the high lonesome voices, whisper cruel alibis.
Goldman Sachs recently announced the opening of a branch on Mars. Presently, only a formal representation is planned. But with the progress of the Mars project, a fully operating division will be established to serve all galactic customers under its new name, Gold Martian. The Gold Martian spokesperson expressed excitement to meet new customers from around the Milky Way and beyond, with salivating assets to offer. Kaput Radio, don't think, just panic. You just heard Cruel Alibis by Mustard Courage. Also, earlier, Clark and Dawe, satirist here in Australia for politics, the only one I come across. David Feldman, an excerpt of his last show from the David Feldman Comedy Podcast. And excerpts of the Now Show from BBC. Sounds were by Banda Black, Herbie Hancock, Javan and Wayne Shorter. Well, I hope you had fun and will meet me again next time. I'm Martin and this was Kaput Radio. Bye for now.